bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. That's dumb. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. My producer X, unfortunately, who can't talk on air, said something that I thought was dumb. Now, I've said some dumb stuff too. I've been stupid probably more times than I've been right or smart. But that made absolutely no sense at all. Care about people? That's the lie. That's the lie you believe. Don't talk back. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. That's the lie you believe. Believe it. Believe it. We'll have a real conversation one day. And we'll really have a conversation about that. So that you can learn your history and not learn it from a Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative lens. And once you get out of that political lens, the world is a different place. And it's unfortunate that, and I'm not talking about him, that we've raised people to only look at the world in a political lens. When I see rabid young Republicans spouting off about stuff that they never experienced, that somebody gave them talking points, it makes me sick. When I see young rabid Democrats spouting off about idiocy and they don't know what they're talking about because they don't know their history, it makes me sick. And it's unfortunate because if I can keep you mired in politics because you think politics drives everything, you'll never make it. If you can just switch or add to your point of view multiple different views, the entire world will open up to you and you will understand all the things you can add to your life and make it better. The fact that people think Republicans don't care about people when under Democrats, black people didn't get anything anyway, historically, that you feel better under Democrat, that's not pro-Republican. What that is figuring out that black people have continually done bad and it didn't matter who was president. Didn't matter who the governor, the mayor, the county executive was. If you really want to look at it from a financial, from an economic point of view. Look at it from an intellectual point of view. And then all of a sudden, things change and the world broadens, and all of a sudden you realize that Both sides have been saying the same thing. Every single person that went to Congress got rich, became a millionaire. Every single one of them. Pick one. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, male, or female. If they did two terms in Congress, by the time they got to their third term, they were millionaires. How? And so we talk trash and we, oh, I hate Trump. I hate Biden. I hate this. And you keep paying attention to that. The money over here, the jobs, the real estate, the all the things, the insurance, the will, the trust, all the stuff you're supposed to build so that in 15 years you can be your own bank and do what you want to do, you'll miss it. And that's what they want. And that's what I talked about the other day, the perpetual curation of poverty. I know how to break up your thoughts. I know how to break up your rhythm of making money and going to, I'm going to just toss politics in. Boop. Oh, and then when the Democrats don't give you anything, they blame Republicans. And I raise my hand. Republicans aren't in office. How are you blaming them? How? Like somebody told Trump the other day, the stock market is yours. When it crashed because you started talking about tariffs and you said it and the market lost 1,000 points. That's on you. But it also is on him when it goes up because he's the president. Same thing with Biden. Same thing with Obama. Same thing with Clinton and on and on and on. Or you could take a step back and go, how do I get my money set when I'm making $50,000 a year so that when I'm making $500,000 a year, it does the same thing? And that's a financial advisor, an insurance advisor, a CPA. So I don't, you know, people talk about, oh, they can't get access to that. All you got to do is find one. Get in the right group. Get the right friends. Get the things going. Well, that's hard. Well, yeah, life is hard. I'm going to fail. Yeah, you're going to fail. You're going to actually lose some money too. But over time, you'll be the person with the power because life is about a caste. It's not about politics. It's not about one group caring about people more. That's idiotic. If people cared about you more, wouldn't you have more? They wouldn't give you stuff for free. They would literally make you self-sufficient. And they don't. So what are we doing? Those that need help, we need to help them. Need to make sure they have medical insurance, make sure they have health care, make sure they have food and housing. But those that can work, you need to get up off your lazy so-and-so and go work. And if you want some money, I think if you're able-bodied, you need to be at work. That's why welfare to work in Wisconsin under Tommy Thompson, it actually works so well. And many of those people have jobs now and have retired and gone about their business. See, we only want to talk about the things that happen negative. We don't want to talk about the positive because it doesn't fit our narrative of Democrat or Republican. Oh, we can't do that. Well, I can't admit that ever. But I remember right here when everybody accused me of being a Republican, when I said that I'm pro-family and think this thing and get an education. You sound like a Republican. Well, do Democrats tell you to drop out of school or something? No, they don't. Do Democrats tell you to not get a job or education? No. Then why do you follow that? Like, why do you think that's okay? And why do you think they never urge you to do more? Because they want to keep you in it. That's why Jill Underly didn't, oh, we need more money. We need to, well, you know, NPS was struggling and she didn't lift a finger. She knew they didn't give money. She knew it would make them look bad. Didn't say a word about it. That information should have come from the state. Not us. Doesn't make any sense. But yet we put people in office and they set us up and we say thank you. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. See what you got me started, X? It's your fault. Me take blame? Oh, never. Oh, I'd never do anything wrong. You know, I heard a great thing today. Somebody said. They said, do you believe anything 100%, by the way, X? You believe anything 100%? Like, actually, 100% yes. Yes or no? That's not what I asked you. Do you believe things 100%? Okay. Anybody that says that they believe something 100% is a liar. Because you have to know everybody has doubt. Nothing is perfect. And so I thought about that for a while, and I said, you know, you're absolutely right. If somebody tells you, I believe it 100%, you're lying. And then why would I believe anything else you say after that if you tell me you believe something 100%? Interesting. Very interesting. And so now we gonna talk about that other guy.
Number five.
So from Fox 6 now, the murder of Sade Robinson trial, right? We're not gonna call it the blankety blank because, you know, I don't say dude's name. The defense attorney had a death threat directed against him. Waukesha police today confirmed someone called the law offices of defense attorney Anthony Cotton and made a death threat as a homicide trial of his client is underway in Milwaukee. The call was reported to law enforcement on Wednesday. That's according to the Waukesha Police Department. It was the second day of the trial and the first day of testimony at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. And police say if the person who called the law office threatened to kill members of Cotton's family if he did not drop the case. Of course, that person is accused, whose name I will never say, is accused of killing and dismembering Sade Robinson. Officials noted that they were actively investigating the threat, and they're taking it seriously. Why do people do that? I don't understand. Wish we cared about things like that when black people shot black people, but.
Why you gotta say it like that? You must hate black people.
Well, no, I actually love black people. I love all people. And it's unfortunate we don't have that fight in us for each other. And then there's Judge Dugan. I like to call it Dugan's Begin Again. Here we go.
Number four.
So from WISN.com, the team for Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is, again, asking a judge to dismiss the federal case against her. Of course, she's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade immigration agents inside the courthouse last month in a new filing yesterday. Her attorney cited Supreme Court Trump versus the United States, which found that presidents have absolute immunity for acts committed in the office. Hey, dummy. Committed in the office. Dugan's attorney said nothing in Trump's case suggests that judicial immunity is any less broad than presidential immunity. A judge's official function and acts are in turn are broad. Stupid. I'm not a lawyer. Stupid. It's not. You know why? Yeah, she was not acting in her official capacity. It's official capacity. When you're acting in your official capacity as president, laws, decisions that regard things of the executive branch. That's why you have broad immunity. As a judge, your immunity lies in the, and I'm interpreting for me, of course, I'm not a lawyer, lie in the decisions you make on the bench when you're reading and making a decision and what you use as case law and all that other stuff. That, this had nothing to do with that. You weren't on the bench. You weren't in court. You weren't in your capacity. You were a private citizen at work. Yeah, that probably won't fly. She was a judge, but it wasn't part of your official. So what you're telling me is that part of your official acts as a judge in Milwaukee County is to help people avoid prosecution and help people avoid civil warrants to be taken into custody. So it's you have immunity to violate civil and judicial orders. Okay. Makes absolutely no sense. Her official function and acts in turn are broad. No. They're not. Are you kidding me? If a police officer can do something at a party and get arrested for it, they were a police officer. They should have broad. No, we have qualified immunity. You have a form of absolute immunity, but it's within the color of your job, of doing your job. And I know I'm using some wrong terminology. It's your job. It's within your job, the decision that you make about your job. This, and you talking to this kid who was a kid, this grown man who was evading immigration, was a crime. If you were unethical, sure. If you were doing something like that and made a decision based on something, or a decision to prosecute or not prosecute, that is within your purview. You have immunity. If you make the wrong call and something happens to somebody or whatever, you have that immunity. Police don't. You do. The flip side to that is when you're leaving out on your way home and you help somebody, or you're leaving out and you're doing something or saying something and it's not a part of your job function. Helping people escape immigration is not part of your job function. Or is this, I hate to say it, let me hush. Because I know Dugan, and this is just her attorneys trying to make sure, you know, she gets off. And I get it. You throw everything at the wall and you want to see what exactly sticks.
Number three.
This from Fox6Now.com. A man from Milwaukee who prosecutors say admitted to stabbing his own brother was found not guilty yesterday. A jury acquitted 26-year-old Aslam Ike of second-degree reckless homicide. The stabbing occurred last summer near 83rd and Villard. So a criminal complaint states officers arrived at the scene and found the victim laying in the street, taken to the hospital where he later died. Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's Office identified the victim as 27-year-old Kingsley Ike and determined he died as a result of two stab wounds. Court filing said Aslam Ike was also at the scene when officers arrived. Some citizens said Ike stood by them and admitted that he stabbed his brother. Officers then arrested Ike and found a knife nearby, which he said was used in the stabbing. Following his arrest, Milwaukee police detectives interviewed him, and prosecutors say he admitted to stabbing his brother, who had punched him twice during a fight. The fight stemmed from a dispute over damage to a TV, according to court filings, and Ike said he had confronted his brother about the damage and poked his brother's speakers with a knife. When the victim didn't react, Ike said he poured water onto the victim's Xbox, and that's when the fight started. Ike's legal team issued the following statement. Mr. Ike, his family, and many of us at Hartley Roush are thrilled that justice was served this week. The circumstances around this homicide were already tragic for the Ike family, and we are thankful that no damage was done. We're grateful for the men and women of the jury who listened to the evidence and carefully came to the correct decision. So looks like what happened is he explained that it was self-defense and that he did not intentionally or recklessly kill his brother. His state of mind was that he thought he was going to die, and he defended himself and he stopped his brother's actions. And so this is an example of how the justice system should work. Does it work that way 100%? Nope, because I don't believe it'll work 100%. I'm just saying. It's never going to work 100%. But when we can get this close, I'm okay.
Number two.
This from CNN.com. So you see the smoke, you see the rain, you see all this stuff pouring in. There are massive wildfires burning out of control in western and central Canada, forced thousands to flee as dire forecasts for the country's fire season came to fruition. Intensifying blazes are also sending hazardous smoke right here through Milwaukee. The premiers of Manitoba and Saskatchewan have declared month-long states of emergency in much of Canada, from the Northwest Territories to Alberta to Ontario, where Toronto is, are in extreme risk of wildfires today. This is the highest level on the Environment Canada's fire risk scale. So check this out. There are currently 170 wildfires burning across Canada as of yesterday. Half are uncontrolled. On the national preparedness level, they're 5 out of 5. That's the highest level, which is unusually high for this early in the season, to the point where towns, 17,000 people, had to evacuate, including an entire Cree Nation and the northern community of Cross Lake. They just had to up and leave. But can you imagine that? I mean, can you actually imagine somebody telling you, oh, by the way, I know this is your home, but you got to leave because everything will literally burn up. And so now because of that, we have an air quality alert. Because of that, throughout Saturday until maybe 6 a.m. Saturday, outdoor activities, you should be outside shorter. Now, I sat outside today and kind of went, that's, you know, I started to notice it getting dark early and I thought it was rain, but it really didn't end up being rain. It ended up being something called smoke. And the symptoms can be palpitations, shortness of breath, unusual fatigue. If you have an issue, contact your health provider. And so you got to be careful today, especially if you have upper respiratory issues that in my family kind of run rampant, upper respiratory. So all people always talk about me. You know, every time I see you, you have a jacket on or you have a shirt. I said, well, I feel fine. I'm a little overheated, but my family has a history of upper respiratory issues. Like I always have a slight cold. I always have a slight runny nose. And then I said, well, it's not, I had it checked. It's not COVID. It's not the long COVID or anything. It's just, I have a history of it. When the weather changes from hot to cold or cold to hot, I get sick. This is the first year I went, I'm not getting sick. I'm wearing a hat. I'm doing it. And I've been this way since I was in my 20s. And I didn't really, you know, in your 20s, you're kind of stupid. I'm gonna power through this. Yeah, that powered for like 2 days. And then,
I don't know what happened to me.
So that's what that is. I'm just saying.
Number one.
All right, ladies. I have to say, congratulations are in order for the members of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. It is exporting a Black American tradition to the United Kingdom. It officially charted the first AKA chapter in the country, which will be known as Alpha Delta Alpha Omega chapter. It's the 19th chapter of AKA's international mission. AKA inaugurated its chapter in London today, including 25 professional women who work in fields like real estate, finance, medicine, and business. On Instagram, they wrote, "History has been made across the pond. Congratulations to our charter members of Alpha Delta Alpha Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. On your official chartering in London, United Kingdom." So I want to say congratulations to the ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Gentlemen, if you are in a fraternity, you might want to check Blavity.com and look at the picture of these wonderful ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha. So congratulations to you. Congratulations to the charter members. I think it's a great thing. So ladies of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, of which my wife is, congratulations.
One call, that's all.
One call, that's all is right. Hey, Truth Nation, now's your chance to be our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered in to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 5, my favorite number. That was my line number. I was number 5, anchor. I'm just saying. Right now, 833-212-1017, and you'll be entered in to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 1017 The Truth of Gruber Law Offices. Again, that number is number 5. At 833-212-1017, remember, if you or a loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. That's gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. Sometimes you look like, oh, okay. I was like, oh, you ready? I had to get you on that one. I've been noticing that since day one. It's like, oh yeah.
He didn't know I was going to turn the microphone on.
So sometimes I want to like turn it off and see what happens. It's Friday. It's Pop-Off Friday. I'm just 833-212-1017 is the number. Tune in to the award-winning 1017. But why do I have this on? Why? See, this is what I'm talking about. Black Business Give Back Spotlight this Friday at 357. What's today? Friday. What time is it? 5:30. Okay. Now watch this. You ready? Hey, dummy, why did you read it?
Duh. I'm just saying.
I want to remind everybody on Monday at 4:05, I have a interview with NPS Superintendent Brenda Casalius, and I'm excited to learn about NPS and the changes that are going on. And, you know, some people are upset with some things she's doing. Some people are happy with some things she's doing. I like, you know, a lot of the things she's doing because I believe that she's moving it forward. But I'm going to, you know, ask some challenging questions and ask some questions, get to know her, get to see some things about her and, you know, where she's from and what she do and how she roll and all that stuff. But understand that she's the superintendent of the largest school district in the state of Wisconsin. And so, you know, there's some things we're going to want to know. So let me go back, like I always do, to the talk and text line after I do my top five at five and see what y'all are talking about. Let's see. Isn't everything in life political or economic from where you live to where your kids go to school and who you date and marry? No. I say no, JD. Sometimes it's the lens you see out of. It's the lens you look through. So if you decide to look through a political lens, that's fine. But then everything's going to look conservative or liberal. And there's a lot in the middle. There's a lot outside of that. There's money there. So how you think about money is how you think politically. How you think about marriage is how you think politically. How you think about school education is through the lens of political. I don't think one of those should be the most important. I think you should take two or three or four different ways of looking at life. You know, whether it's political or economic or intellectually or what's around you, where you live, your family, your culture. You should take a number of things to look at life, not just one lens. That's what gets people in trouble, looking through life with one lens. And then you lose because you miss something because there's information that you could have gotten that would have helped you had you simply listened to somebody tell you that, yeah, that's great that you're working in the political realm, yeah, but the economic and the intellectual is going to come back and bite you. And you just blow them off because you only see it one way. Miles said, but there have been improvements under either political party. Yes, there has. There have been under both. Now, we can complain about stuff, and decide whether or not we're going to look at it that way. But there's been improvements on both sides. Democrats don't like what Republicans do because if it helps black people, then they don't like it because it came from Republicans. Republicans don't like because it came from Democrats. It's kind of dumb. I think it's kind of stupid. But when we won't look at history in its actuality and not take ourselves out of our conservative or liberal lens, we do ourselves a disservice because now we're lying to ourselves, thinking we know truth when we really don't. We don't. And that's significantly, and unfortunately, some of that history is not on the side that we think it should be on. It's not on the side that we believe, but you also have to look at the reasons why people did what they did. Democrats didn't help us because they just loved people and wanted to help people, any more so than Republicans have helped people because they just love people or help people. Both of them wanted money. Both of them wanted to be and keep their stature in politics and in life, and they wanted to remain rich. And that's why they continue to run something, even though they're literally a minority group in this country. And we just pretend like we figure out a way to count. Well, yeah, it's more of them. No, it's actually not. You put everybody together and add everybody up, and people that are from here and people that are not from here, but they were born here and they have quote unquote minority. But yeah, we still pretend like it's not. Like, we can't bring ourselves to say that MPS is a predominantly minority school district when black people make up 48% of the students. And if black people make up, and if I have my numbers right, I could be wrong. That might be all minority students. But if black people, black kids make up 48% of, no, I think they're more than that. But anyway, I'm conflating it with the city. If the city is 48% black and the rest minority and white and Hispanic and Asian and all that, that means that the city is a minority city, which is kind of odd that you would call minorities the majority. But anyway, I digress. See that rabbit hole we went down? Miles said, JD, I'm going to Wild Fork to get my, okay. Y'all talking about meat and all that. Listening in my car today, SC, just stop by to tell everybody have a safe weekend. President can influence the economy through policies. No, they can influence the economy through what they say. He talked about tariffs and the market went down. So I'm just saying. But Congress ultimately controls government spending and taxation. Correct. And the Federal Reserve manages monetary policy. When they decide to. Good point. Excellent, JD. Gigi said, people want to work. AI ain't hiring them, though. Who wants a handout, but they want to work several streams of income? Who wants handouts, but they do want several streams of income? Well, AI is stopping a lot of white collar, but we got to wait and see if that happens first. We literally need to wait and see what happens. I think everybody's afraid of technology and afraid of things, but y'all know somebody got to fix this stuff. So you need to be going out and getting a cybersecurity certificate and getting a computer science associate's degree, because somebody got to fix this stuff. Okay. If congressman could, because it couldn't have been a congresswoman worked on Underground Railroad in 1860, they would be breaking the law. Yes, immunity is clearly subjective. It's not. It's pretty clear. But the U.S. Supreme Court, it's pretty clear. Dr. Ken, are we going to be able to ask superintendent questions? Yes, you'll be able to text them in, talking text line. Or you can hit me on YouTube, and we will have, that's a good question. Maybe we'll try to have somebody here extra to moderate the board, or I'll do it myself. And yes, you'll be able to answer a question. We'll do that. Yep. Daniel said, Dr. Ken, teach. Politics are ideals. People in life are living, and people preach. JD, the poet, he also said, not everything in life is politics. And that idea is becoming a serious problem for society. Okay, I'm done now, Dr. Harris. No, you're not. Keep it up. But it's getting to the point where we keep looking at everything through politics, and then we keep wondering why it doesn't work. And it's because you're looking at it through politics. Those that are in politics keep winning, both sides. Like, did that dawn on you? While I got you fighting somebody who's different from you politically because somebody told you the bill of goods that they don't like people and they don't help people and they don't do this or they don't do that, when in fact neither does, or neither only does it to their own benefit. And that this country's always been run by people with money. So unless you're middle class and up, you're not going to have any power. And that's just how it goes. If you don't like it, let me see, China, Russia, Germany, United Kingdom, Canada. They're socialist countries. I got a ticket for you.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I was telling X, that's too old. Dude. You're playing music that's too old. Like, I don't know what you think, but 2000, 2010 to now. I'll beat you in your face. I got a feather in here. That's what DJ Brother Z said. You old now. Like, really? You want to fight? You want to fight? Because I can't fight. Come on around here. Come on. Say it on that. It's Pop-Off Friday. Come on. But, yeah, 2000s, like 20 to now. That's not New Jack Swing. I don't know what in God's name you're talking about. I'm going to give you a list of music instead of you picking music because that's terrible. That's just terrible. Because you think you know something, but in fact you really don't. But you think you got it, but you really don't. Those aren't jams. Those are old. I want 2000 between two. That's 25 years, dude. And you go back 50? Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? It's Pop-Off Friday. So okay. That's me responding. And in about 30 years, that's probably how I'll be talking. They're like, oh, dude, it's this 90-some-year-old dude. What's he talking about? I'm just saying. The ex will be on the radio talking about me. Can you believe when I was with Dr. Ken with his old self? Rah, rah, rah. Yeah, and I'll be like, okay. And then all my fans will call him and say, you be nice. They'll be in their 70s. I'm telling you. 833-212-1017 is the number. So going back to Mal, yes, you will be able to ask questions to them. So you'll be able to do that. Dan said, now that's true frugalness, Dr. Ken. True frugalness. Oh, by the way, and I have to say thank you to Kawanda, who's down in Florida. They have an app called InDrive. Have you heard of that? So evidently it's an app. I don't know if it's here in Wisconsin. I don't know. But it's called InDrive. And basically, you can use it to do all sorts of things from the look of it. But I just download it. I am not endorsing or supporting or saying don't use any app that I talk about. Okay, just so you know. But I have that one, and I have Heride, HERIDE. I think they're only in the Atlanta area, so I use them when I'm in Atlanta. And it's all female drivers. But don't go down there thinking you're going to punk them because you might get punked yourself. And guys drive for them too. But it's a system set up to keep women safe. Does that make sense? Okay. It keeps women safe. It keeps women with the ability to get in a ride and go somewhere and do some things and not be bothered by whether or not somebody's going to harass them or not. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. You know, I was looking at thegrio.com, and AT&T CEO has been talking about the fact that they're not planning to roll back DEI. Now, they're in the middle of a new deal to merge with Lumen Technologies, $5.75 billion deal, and that needs to be okayed by the Trump administration. But John Stankey said, in no uncertain terms, they're not rolling back. And they don't have to. They shouldn't have to. If you want to follow the policy, you can. I think the companies have decided they didn't want to. Now, some of the ways they were doing it, I think, were wrong. You should not hire people that are not qualified because they're black. That's doing a disservice to the person and your actual job. The thing is, there are a significant number of people that are highly qualified, and they're black. And I think that they'll work harder. Historically, we work harder, we work smarter, we work longer, and we work better. Now, I don't care if anybody else says that. I'm saying that. You got a problem? 833-212-1017. But I think we work harder. So what I'm saying is that don't assume just because somebody's black, they got hired because they're black. Now, that's idiocy on your part. I'm just saying. But I've had that many a day.
Oh, you got hired because you're black.
What?
You're a police officer. They were hiring black people.
Oh, yeah. They just picked me up off the street. They came to Chicago and said, hey, what you doing today?
Nothing. You want to be a cop?
Yeah. Okay. And then I just rolled in. Didn't take a test. No physical agility. No oral interview. No background. No medical. I just rolled in. And you know what I call those people? What's my favorite word? Stupid.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Hey, want to remind you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. You can set up your free in-home consultation. You commit nothing at this point because they'll listen to your vision and suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it a reality. Get 0% financing for up to 6 years. Certain restrictions apply. Deal ends May 31st. That's tomorrow. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up next. Make sure you check it out. You get the best of all weekend long. I'll be back on Monday for the best in Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. Remember, my guest at 4:05 on Monday is the MPS Superintendent, Dr. Brenda Casalius. So make sure you're here. It'll be great asking questions that we think Milwaukee's been waiting to ask for years. Hey, thank you, X. Appreciate you. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.